USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but warn the situation remains fragile. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Russia's foreign minister said yesterday diplomacy was far from exhausted. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
An inmate convicted of killing two people escaped from a Mississippi prison Sunday, his second time fleeing a state lockup since 2018. Michael Floyd Wilson, 51 years old, made his dash from Central Mississippi Correctional Facility by climbing over a 12-foot fence topped with razor wire. Wilson suffered cuts to his hands and arms during the escape and managed to get treated and released twice from an area hospital. Wilson was serving a life sentence for a 2014 double murder in Harrison County. Several staffers at Central Mississippi Correctional Facility have been placed on administrative leave. The State Department is reporting the United States has offered a sovereign loan guarantee to Ukraine of up to $1 billion to support the country's economy as the Eastern European country faces Russian posturing. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement the offer will bolster Ukraine's ability to ensure economy, its growth, and prosperity for its people. It should be noted Ukraine was described by both political parties as a corrupt political country just 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Biden administration has an invasion taking place at our southern border. So says Montana Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax, who is sponsoring legislation calling for a focus on U.S. borders.
And we've demonstrated over the last 12 months that the leadership in the White House is too weak to pursue the economic sanctions and keep them in place that should have been done. So when we start hearing conversations of the direction of this not changing over the last couple of weeks, the direction of this hasn't changed for the last 12 months. That is why it's so critically important that I introduced the Secure America's Borders First Act just last week to say, if we are so concerned about the borders of a country several thousand miles away, when our own southern border has an invasion taking place, sure, we got our priorities mixed up.
Congressman Rosendale says we have no obligation to Ukraine.
I think that we need to secure our southern border first. We have no moral or legal obligation to insert American soldiers or treasure into Ukraine, a country that most people would have a difficult time finding on a map. 2 years ago, all we have heard is how corrupt Ukraine is. The entire world has been using them as a laundromat to clean their dirty money and then send it back out again to dirty politicians. And we do not have any moral or legal obligation to insert American troops or treasure into that country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.